Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
New lobster regime for the 2017-2018 lobster season approved. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what you eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Semuda approved the implementation of a new lobster regime for the 2017-2018 lobster season, set to begin on July 1. Following the minister's approval, the new lobster regime will now be implemented to facilitate the licensing process beginning in February. Under the new regime, the lobster close season, which runs from April 1 to June 30 annually, remains in effect, although the new licenses will be granted for a 2-year period and not the customary 1-year period. Individuals and companies applying for lobster licenses can do so in 4 separate categories. Category A, industrial fishing. Category B, artisanal fishing. Category C, carriers or transportation of lobsters. Category D, research and scientific purposes. The new regime now provides for the selection of licensees based on the fulfillment of agreed criteria, which are boat ownership, years of involvement in the industry, the number of traps owned, and the level of investment made. The new regime was developed with the active participation of industry stakeholders, working in collaboration with the ministry's technical team and officials of its fisheries division. It followed a commitment given by the minister at a national fisheries retreat last June. At that time, Minister Semuda said the new regime would clearly outline steps for the granting of lobster licenses in an equitable manner, giving due consideration to the sustainable management of the resource. It is also intended to allow for new entrants into the industry, while supporting existing players and allowing for the continued participation of small players in the industry.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
Yo, me can't understand certain people, you know.
How am I now doing?
Look, panda you, they were just step out on the road from behind the bus. Suppose my vehicle did not come. Not dead, him would have dead.
But the driver them for look out for people like him on the road still, you know.
Yeah, but you have to take charge of your own safety. You can't just walk out on the road, sir.
Pedestrians, take charge of your own safety on the road. Use the 6 steps safe crossing method. Think first, find a safe place to cross. Stop and wait until it is safe. Look right, look left, look right again, then walk when it is safe. And finally, get across alive. Remember, road safety begins with you.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Dog know who to bite. Translation, a dog knows who to bite. And this means, a weak person is a target of abuse. That's it for today's program. I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.